pure violence. I don't decide peace, pimp shit. I came with my main bitch and my side piece. I aim it at that side, you can tell that whole side piece. I done hit so many niggas with the side piece that I lost a side piece. Light bulb.
You can take any bar from any verse from any rounds on me, and the crowd will safely say that every round's on me. And after I get that money tonight, I'm heading straight to the bar, and you best believe it's gonna be rounds on me.
You used to be in my wave. I remember the tight in them. Back days with skinny jeans. Remember the tight in them. Bullets tight in them. Paralyzed. Remember the tight in them. Caught them slipping like my brakes. I wouldn't remember the tight in them. And I'm tight.
I got young guns like the Rockin' Head that'll raise eyebrows like the Rockin' Head. I would've murdered you, and after this round, y'all wouldn't have seen Rockin' Head.
I don't train tariffs. Why talk to this bird nest? He think he cuckoo. Till one fly out of them bird's nest. Hit him. Hit him. Then his bird's nest. Pistol whip him. Then sit the butt on her head till it crack like a bird's nest. We
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's The Culture. Y'all already know what's up. T7M Radio, Seven Mitchell is your host, man. Salute to everybody locked and loaded, man. It's showtime. Appreciate y'all locking in. Y'all already know the drill. 347-989-8102 is the number to dial in. Appreciate y'all as always. We locked and loaded here on T7M Radio. Before we get started, we got a crazy show tonight. So y'all make sure y'all buckle up. Subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. We definitely appreciate that support. We on Twitter as well at the T7M Radio, Instagram, T7M Radio, Facebook, T7M Radio, SoundCloud, T7M Radio, and last but definitely not least, Patreon.com at T7M Radio. We definitely need the support for the Patreon account. You guys can donate just as little as $1 a month. That's $12 a year to our Patreon account. And what we will provide to y'all is going to be some exclusive content that we do not release on public access, such as like YouTube, things of that nature. So exclusive content for y'all. Definitely appreciate the support. Just $1 a month. The Patreon link will be in the description box. But this is The Culture, man. T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. Again, man, we got a crazy show tonight. We got a couple things to lock in with. I'm going to have the fellas calling up in a little bit. We're going to be talking about Loso and B-Dot. Looks like it's going down apparently on a bullpen battle lead. We're going to chop it up a little bit more about that. Av recently did an interview with Hip Hop Is Real. Said he got JC on his radar. I think that was pretty interesting. I want to chop it up with the fellas about that. We got so much to talk about, man. Of course, we got this week in battle rap doing a little recap and review of everything that went on this week. We got this big time Best in Brooklyn debate that's been going down on the podcast. We're going to break that down as well here on The Culture. T7M Radio, man. We're going to go ahead and get right into the first thing, man. We got a dope article segment by our journalist at T7M Radio, brother Jeff. He did a nice little audio article on judging and battle rap. I want to get y'all opinion on this. Y'all let me know what y'all think about judging and battle rap. Is this something that y'all really think should be implemented or just on an occasion type of situation? This is T7M Radio's journalist, brother Jeff, with his new article, Judging and Battle Rap, on T7M Radio.
The thoughts and expressions of Westside Noise do not necessarily reflect those of T7M Radio or its affiliates.
I begin tonight with judging in battle rap. Yes, an age-old concept that I feel until it is rectified, I too will speak on this. I used to think that battles should be judged. However, now I'm not so sure. Listen to me. If battles were to become officially judged, then that judge or even those judges' decisions would make them final. Therefore, there would be no room for debate when the debating, in fact, is a big part of this culture. All we can do then is speak among ourselves as to who we think won or who we believe to have won. But in the thick of things, when you think about it, even that won't really matter because the winner has been written and set in stone, so to speak. However, without official judging, we as fans or even media can debate battles forever, right? Which in turn would make them timeless, right? Therefore, leaving the case open for whoever cares to revisit any battle in question from any era. So in my humble opinion, and yes, I have a lot of them, a final decision, i.e. judging, just in case you weren't really listening, may be one of those rare cases where closure may not be a good thing. Unless, of course, you happen to be one of those people who prefer to close ranks and move on and never to venture back. I'm just not sure if I'm one of those people. Or am I? For T7M Radio, my name is Brother Jeff, and this is West Side Noise.
Once again, the thoughts and expressions of West Side Noise do not necessarily reflect those of T7M Radio or its affiliates. We now return.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden, and you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yeah, man, it's T7M Radio, the culture with Seven Mitchell. That was the new audio article from Brother Jeff, T7M Radio's journalist, Judging and Battle Rap. Me, my personal opinion, y'all, I think I don't want to see that element be oversaturated in battle rap, because if everything is judged, in my opinion, I'm thinking that the streets don't have nothing to debate, because you got a documented winner. Takes away from the debate from the fans, from the streets. Sometimes you do need to have the judge battles. I like how RBE do them certain events. So judging battles is definitely needed. I just think this case-by-case scenario, how that really play out. Y'all let me know what y'all think about judging the battle rap. Is this something we should see more of? Are we seeing enough? Is it too much? Should we just dead it all together? Like, what's y'all thoughts? Y'all let me know what y'all think about judging the battle rap. When we come back, man, and bring the fellas on the line, we're going to chop it up. We got so much to talk about here on T7M Radio. Let's go ahead and take a quick time out, get into this new hot fire joint by Cortez for the fame, T7M Radio.
Dabble in these streets with a key of white. 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed. Front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Feds inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though.
President. Girl, what's that mean? I'm not the president, what's that mean? good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
T7M Radio, this is the Culture with Seven Mitchell. That was the homie Cortez for the Fame joining us out in New York. Of course, we got the homie Grail So Bell in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
Oh,
ain't
no, man. Grail So Bell, T7M fucking radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's happening, G?
Everything good. You all ready? Hoodie pulled tight.
About that time. Yo, I was checking out, before I even get into this, something kind of, this has been going down for a while, but I never really thought about it, especially the amount that could be potentially going down. Battlers paying for battles. Like, I know about the Danny Myers 12K with T-Rex thing, and I get that, and it actually makes sense. But there's a lot of battle rappers out here now that are paying towards their battles with other artists. Is that a, what's your thoughts on that?
In actuality, my nigga, Chilla Jones vs. JC was paid for.
Right. But that was a classic. So, how often is that going to happen? And how many times have Chilla paid for a battle?
Not a, I mean, exactly, but like the new niggas, like these other, like Kenny Ketchup Pack is paying for a battle with Charlie Clips. Like, you know what I'm saying? We know that ain't gonna be nothing.
So what's the responsibility of the platform, of the league?
They do anything. You know, these niggas is view whores. These is view prostitutes. They'll do anything for some traffic.
But I mean, if the artist is paying for the deposit of the opponent and all that other stuff, like what's the responsibility of the league just to have the platform for the battle to go down? Or
that's
maybe they just pay half of the deposit?
Any way to get what they want.
Okay. Now something
it's
else
more
that came
about
across
they brand.
Than anything.
Yeah.
Something else came across my radar right before I started the podcast. Shout out to Hip Hop Is Real. They did an interview with Av, and Av said he has JC on his radar. Yo, JC's just been the hottest topic in the last 2 weeks. Shout out to JC. But Av said he got JC on his radar. That's something you want to see?
Yeah. As far as like JC next three, that's somebody that I wanted to see. Besides Av, I wanted to see JC in my midi.
Rum Nitty, Av, that's two out of three. Who's the third? Please don't say Lux.
Av and T-Top.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry, because I'm thinking you're talking about JC. So there's three people you want Av to battle.
Right.
T-Top, JC, and who?
Rum Nitty.
And Rum Nitty. I thought, no. He didn't battle Rum Nitty yet?
Nah, the next three people I want to see Av up against.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's right. Av have not battled Nitty yet. Wow, that'll be great. He battled Ill Will. Wait a minute, he battled one of them niggas.
No, that's who it is. I fucked that up. Av against Ill Will, Av against T-Top, and Av against JC. That's what I'm.
But Av have battled Rum Nitty before, right?
Yeah,
I remember a line Av saying something about he fucked up the rum now, bring me the yak nigga, some shit like that. Okay.
Yeah. 30 under 40 in proper fraction.
That was a crazy battle, man. He got crazy on that chest was. That night, man. B Magic would have been
That's
dead
crazy.
That night. I'm sorry. B Magic would have died that night. It's a good thing he didn't show up.
Yo, B Magic ducked the headshot, my nigga.
He'd have died. That was smart. I think that'd be classic, JC and Av. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
More realistic than fucking JC and Loaded Lux. Y'all talking crazy with that shit.
Nah, my nigga. Come on. Lux gotta come up out of that, man. For real.
Out of what?
Out of that throne, that realm. that God tier realm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody got to fight. Got to fight somebody with that pen, bro. This is about, niggas be talking about they got the best pens. Why don't you go up against other people that got the best pen, like, considered the best pen?
I got two questions for
you. But you're right, though. When you say, but when you say Arsenal against Lux, it sound like more sense. Yes, it do. Who's more deserving? Of course. I think Arsenal deserve Lux more than JC deserve Lux.
But let me ask you two things about Lux. First of all, this is going to sound so disrespectful, but I just read this. So I'm going to ask
let
you the same way I read it. I'm going to let it fly. I'm going to ask you the same way I read it. What has Loaded Lux done to really be considered on a Mount Rushmore? When you look at
what has
overall,
he done?
Listen to me. When you look at overall body of work in Bad Rap, what has he done to be considered Mount Rushmore compared to some of the other names that get thrown around? And when let me say this. If you ask me that by ear, I'm like you. I'm like, what do you mean? What has he done? But when I read it,
yeah,
I kind of was like, well, wait a minute. Is this something that is debatable? I mean, we know he's popular. We know he's had classic moments, classic battles, but he doesn't battle that much, you know, going towards what you were saying. So what would you say he's done to really be in the Mount Rushmore consideration?
Come on. We just got to keep it real, man. What Lux and Calico did for the culture and Snack URL as a whole, my nigga, like, I don't think it been done like that.
Okay.
I don't think there's nothing that's been done like that.
And he's one of the forefathers of this shit. Well, one of the original.
Come on, like, in the amount of time, like, as far as, like, how many battles he got on Cam, he don't got that many. And look at how much notoriety and the mentions that he get for Mount Rushmore. And he hasn't done really got that many battles on Cam.
Yeah, and that's why I always say when it comes to resumes with certain artists, you know, I know from a fan perspective, we want to see these niggas lock in. But some artists are so box office, it does not make sense for them to battle and oversaturate themselves. People like Jazz the Rapper, Mook, you know, we like to see them, but, you know, it don't make sense for us to see them a whole bunch of times throughout the year. So with that being said, you mentioned Lux, you know, need to give shots a little bit more. Do you think that, but JC, like, do you think that there's maybe a step up above JC that, you know, can lock in with Lux and that still should be considered, you know, Lux? Because to me, Lux, people are putting, like you said, God tier. So even a top tier nigga is a shot, is, you know, will be getting a shot for Lux.
Exactly. And that's what I feel like. I don't think, like, the people really want, don't really care about the Arsenal against Lux match. I think their more concern is about, we want to see Lux back. We don't care who it's against. All we care about is that Lux is coming back. That's it.
Gotcha. T7M Radio, this is the culture. We got Grail in the building at 7. Mitchell, call us. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Now, earlier today, I think it was the day, the homie Averb, Captain Marketable, took some shots at the younger class on Twitter or somewhere on social media, talked about how smacking them don't even like him and Hitman Holler, and still had to book him because these niggas ain't doing what they supposed to be doing. I'm pretty sure you in the future today. What was your thoughts when you saw that?
Yo, you know, Captain Marketable talking that gospel, my nigga. You right, man. These niggas be rapping, yo, Sav, man. These niggas be rapping their fucking heart out and just don't be selling no fucking tickets.
That's a fact, though. That's a fact, though. Verb tell it like it
Come
is,
on,
man.
They yo, they didn't even, wasn't even fucking with Holla. Now y'all got Holla back because y'all other niggas just ain't doing it. Ain't nobody coming to see y'all niggas coded.
Right. That's crazy. I can't wait to see who they pair him up against, though. And he better bring it.
No, might be that Dark Side and the Bear. It might, I don't know.
T-Top and Briz again?
It might be. Because, you know, they're not taking nobody below them.
But, so you know, what do you think about Chess and Steams?
Against Briz and T-Top?
No, against Verb and Hitman. You don't think Chess and Steams deserve that look? Or NWX?
I don't know. I don't want to see Chess and Steams against Verb and Hitman.
Wait a minute. You don't want to see Chess and Steams versus A Verb and Hitman holla? You don't think the performance of that battle will be crazy? Come on. You smoking tonight? Come on, Grail.
Nah. Hey, yo, bro. I'd rather see Chess and Steams against Jack Boy and Twerk. I'm going to be 100 with you.
Wow. I mean, that'll be a good one. But, I mean, I think you've been a little bit disrespectful to Cake Life right now, Grail. You don't remember... You don't remember Steams having Chess on his back during the helicopter or Double Impact.
I also seen niggas in desperate need of the Heimlich maneuver too.
Okay, you being real disrespectful now, but that's cool. I mean, now what if Jack Boy Maine and Ryder gets the 2-on-2 with Hitman and Verb?
They need to just break. I don't even like them together as a team.
Have you seen them battle before?
Not both of them together. I didn't see them against Dougie and Snake Eyes, but I seen them like solo battles.
Right. Okay. Let's reach out to the streets, man. I think we got Mississippi on the line. 484, what's popping?
Hey, what's happening, Seven? It's the
what's
boy,
good?
You know what I mean?
It's
the Philly battle rap
mayor,
Mr. Two.
Roger's good,
Shorty. Listen, on that topic that you just brought up with Hitman and Verb, I'm sorry to say this, okay? Ryder needs a better partner than Jack Boy. To me, Jack Boy's gassed.
What?
Yeah.
Ron, wait a minute. Now you're gonna wait a minute. You co-signing that?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say this. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I will say this though. That bus in the street lights outline that he had versus Fettuccine, one of the greatest bars of all time, I promise you.
Okay, but see, the reason why I say about Jack Boy, okay, I punch with Jack Boy a little bit, but come on, man. I seen him in action, okay? And I seen drugs in action, okay? Now, personally, on a 2-on-2 tip, I would rather see drugs and Jack Boy team up on a 2-on-2.
Because of the aggression?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Them two together, I think could smoke. You know, a lot of 2-on-2s.
So by being the DMV thing, Raj, who would you say makes sense to be with Ryder then?
I'm gonna jump out the window with this. I would say a vet, like somebody like Danger.
Okay. That'd be dope. The wordplay, the wittiness, and the bars and that shit would be fine. I like that. What about you, Greg? You fuck with that Danger Zone? Ryder?
Yeah, that shit alright. I want to see Ryder with drugs, man.
Ryder with drugs?
Yeah.
Alright. That'd be dope, too. Well, Double Impact 2, man, is going down June 24th. Get y'all tickets, support the URL. They made their first announcement, A-Verb Hitman Holla. You turn it to the URL. It's going to be crazy. Before we get off the line, before we end the show, we got to do this. Raj, we want to kick back real quick, and I'm about to mute y'all real quick. But on our last show, Grail, you and Brother Jeff was disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Uh-oh.
And I told you.
He bought the box kit.
I told you I had something for y'all. Now, Brother Jeff done ducked this. Brother Jeff done B-magicked his way out of this body. I don't know where Brother Jeff is, so I'm going to follow Brother Jeff. Yeah. But, Raj, I want you to listen in, Raj. This is a segment, just a piece of a little bit of conversation that we had on the last podcast in regards to the Best in Brooklyn when the topic of Jazz the Rapper and Cortez came up. I want y'all to check this part out, and we're going to get into this disrespect. Jazz says she was the best. Everybody laughed at that. I know because she a girl, but I wouldn't sneeze at that.
Fact, she's the best female. Fact.
I think she's the best rapper in Brooklyn.
Best battle rapper in Brooklyn?
If she battled Cortez, she would beat Cortez.
See, now the drug test. The drug test kit got to come out now. See?
Cortez could beat Jazz the Rapper?
Cortez probably smoke Jazz the Rapper, Steel Boot Timberlands.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before we sign off, you agreeing with that, brother Jeff? Cortez over Jazz?
Yes.
Wow.
I got
something for y'all Sunday night. I'm going to have a nice little package for you two. I'm going to have a nice little package for y'all. Don't worry about it. Don't bring your lunch to school Sunday. So that was Grail, man, being very disrespectful and got this co-signer, brother Jeff, co-signing him as well when we talking about the best in Brooklyn. And I'm sticking to my guns. Jazz the Rapper would definitely beat Cortez in a one-on-one battle. Grail, I want to let you know, man, first of all, I'm going to give you the opportunity to clear yourself up. And see if you maybe want to go ahead and moonwalk out of that one. Are you sticking by that?
That's my story, and I'm riding with it, man. Cortez the best, man.
Y'all out your mind with this one. Raj, talk to me, please. Let me know what you think about who's the best in Brooklyn and who you think about a Jazz the Rapper versus Cortez battle, even though we've seen clearly 40 Bars beat Cortez before.
To me, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how many battle rappers are in Brooklyn, but I don't think Jazz is the best.
And let me name two. I'll help you out, but we're going to run this by a top five, six. We have Steams. We have Jazz the Rapper. We have Cortez. We have Mav Hoffa. We have Wavy. We have Dot. And we have Brooklyn Carter.
Okay. Now, me personally... My top one in Brooklyn is Steve's.
I kind of said that. I'm fucking with that. I'm not mad at that.
Steve's, let me tell you right now, okay? The number two, Steve's would smoke her so bad, she wouldn't want to battle. She would never want to battle again.
I got to talk to the bosses, man.
And two, what you were saying, though, too, about, you know, Cortez with battling Jazz. Who, not to be a smart aleck, but who's going to pay to see that? Who's going to pay to see Jazz get killed?
You know, the statement about, you know, who would pay Jazz to get killed, you're absolutely right. Steams. Being the best in Brooklyn, you know, that's tough to debate, but, you know, I agree with you. But, Raj, the bottom line is this. How dare you say that Steams would kill Jazz the Rapper?
You listen.
No. You listen for 1 second because I gave you the floor. I gave it to you, and I allowed you to do what you did, the same thing Grail do. Why are y'all being so disrespectful to the best female in female battle rap?
He's one of the best.
Wait a minute. Jazz the Rapper is not the best female?
No.
Oh, my God. Who's the best active female battle rapper right now, in your opinion?
Well... QB.
She destroyed QB or URL.
All right, you know what? Here it is right here. Official.
I don't like that. And she beat Jazz. I don't see it. She still has to battle 40. She lost to Barney. I mean, she lost her hustle. She hasn't battled Barney. I just think Official had a good night against Jazz that night. I don't think she's better than Jazz.
What?
You see what Jazz did to 40 Bars? Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was nasty.
That was so bad. You don't see nothing like that from the top. Like, those were the queen. 40 Bars was the shit right there. She had a crown on, for God's sake, to the battle.
Right. But you don't think that? I'm going to be honest with you. Seven, you don't think Steams would smoke her?
Steams would give Jazz a run for her money. Steams may even beat Jazz. But Jazz is too witty to get Jazz
Steams,
too witty Steams, to get smoked.
Now, see, this is where you're wrong. Steams would, you know what? Let me refer you to 3-0. Steams would drop 40 on her. He'll even win the coin toss.
You're crazy. Steams can't even freestyle.
You know, listen, man.
Yo,
Jazz,
you know the best of Brooklyn.
Rebuttal. Jazz's rebuttal game is mean, Grail.
That's a fact. I ain't going front on that. Steam's pen is way more dangerous than Jazz's pen, though.
Exactly. Thank you, Grail.
You think so?
Absolutely.
We're going to do this because you're so disrespectful. I'm going to put this in the box, and we're going to bring this out Wednesday night. So do me a favor, Grail. Give me one battle. Give me a top battle from Steams, and give me a top battle from Jazz. I'm going to put some bars together and present them on Wednesday. We're going to compare. All right. Give me a battle from Steams. I like Brooklyn Carter and or Danny, but if you got one outside of that, it's fine. Whatever you pick.
I think his three best performances was against Brooklyn Carter, Danny, and Excel.
Okay.
But if I had to take one, I'd take the Brooklyn Carter performance.
All right, Brooklyn Carter. Now, did you see the battle with what's his name, Pharaoh?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, he went crazy on that one. All right, so I'm going to pull Brooklyn Carter.
I think his Carter performance was better than his Carroll performance.
Okay. I'm going to pull out some highlights from that Carter battle this week. And for Jazz the Rapper?
Okay. Best Jazz. The best Jazz I saw. The best Jazz I saw probably was against 40.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some highlights from each of the three rounds. They may not be similar to each other, of course, but I'm going to do that. And I'm going to put them in a compilation, audio compilation. I'm going to play it Wednesday night on the podcast. And we're going to break it down and figure out whose pen is sicker, since y'all feel like Steam's pen is just that more crazy than Jazz. Are you kidding me?
Hey, yo, but something to add to all of that. You know the best in Brooklyn going to be decided by 12 bands, right?
No, how you figure that?
Yo, shout out to UConn at Wear My Vest. A live pay-per-view for $19.99 went for the love of paper drop. That's on June 24th.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a nationwide poll for everybody that's watching, and it's going to be decided by emojis. There's going to be a couple of names in there, and the three people that get the most votes on their emojis is going to battle at Halloween Havoc 5 for $12,000.
What the fuck? That's crazy. That's Wingo Hart?
We go hard.
Wow. That Steams too, man.
Shout out Gwitty's paper too.
Gwitty is that nigga, man. Shout out to Gwitty. Wow. That is fucking dope.
So you can vote for Jazz. So in the poll, so when you copy the pay-per-view, you can vote for Jazz. You can vote for whoever. It's going to be a lot of names in there. All BK though.
That's dope. Before we sign off real quick, and big shout out to Raj, Grail, did you catch wind of, and I want to get this right, so give me a second. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick, because I want to get this right. Somebody dropped something in the Facebook debate group. If y'all on Facebook, by the way, make sure y'all join the T7N Radio Facebook debate group. We'd love to chop it up with y'all 24/7. All types of debates and all that going on in the Facebook group. Big up to all the members in there already. Give me one second. I'm just trying to find this thing in regards to Brooklyn. Okay. We know we done had the back and forth with Cortez, Brooklyn Carter. You know, this is how this whole Buster Brooklyn shit came up. Big up to them.
Mm-hmm.
So reportedly from Hip Hop Israel, Cortez, Brooklyn Carter, Dot, your boy Clips. Shout out to your boy Clips. That's another person I'm not mentioning. They joined forces.
Yeah, salute to him. Shout out.
They joined forces, the former team called Brooklyn Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steams, I heard, does not want to be a part of this, but what's your thoughts on that group? What's your thoughts on Cortez and Brooklyn Carter being in that group? And what's your thoughts on Cortez being in that group? I know that's a three-part question. I know they kind of similar, but you know where I'm going with this. Like, you think of Cortez, you think of Murder Ave. And I ain't saying nothing wrong with this, but what do you think about that? Like, what do you think about this group? What do you think about Brooklyn Carter and Cortez deciding to be in a group together? And what do you think about Cortez just being in the group with the rest of them?
I don't really got no problem with it, because, like, instead of them niggas going to war and getting at each other and all that other crazy shit, they decided to get together, bring Brooklyn together. Because, you know, if niggas don't know, they always try to say Brooklyn is divided. So to show unity and, like, get together and, you know what I'm saying, excel in progress, I ain't got nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's dope. What about Brooklyn Carter and Cortez? I mean, just days ago, videos were going on, you know, from live feeds about, you know, back and forth. You see them putting it, I guess, you know, the differences were put aside. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the way I seen it, like, damn. I'm like, damn, y'all said all that shit to each other and then y'all get together, but fuck it.
Is that good? Now, like, yeah, I mean, it's good that you brought it up like that. Is that good to see, you know, people mend issues that fast, or does it make it seem like it was, like, Hollywood, like acting, like just,
I mean,
publicity stuff?
I mean, from some perspective, I see this shit, like, when I saw it, I thought of some wrestling shit. Like, okay, y'all niggas was just questioning niggas' character, talking about where niggas is from, how real niggas is. Niggas was never outside, and then now we're cool. Like, it's a little weird, but hey.
Right. Now, last but not least, what do you think about Cortez being in the group with these young cats? Because we done known him.
I feel like maybe he could teach them niggas.
Some of the top niggas. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he could teach them some of all his time that he's been in the game.
You think he has leader qualities?
I think Cortez got leader qualities. He been through every era. Blind Time, King Fight Club, you know what I'm saying? URL, King of the Dot. So if anybody could tell you anything in school you want, drop some gems on you, I figure it'd be Cortez.
I can definitely see Misfit joining that gang as well.
Yeah.
Holding it down for the ladies. That's dope. Well, shout out to the Brooklyn Warriors, man. That shit is dope. All right, man, we great rap to show up. Salute to the homie Raj again for calling up. Big up to Brother Grail. I mean, Brother Grail, of course, and Brother Jeff, wherever he is, man. We're going to be locked in. Yeah, we're going to be locked and loaded with another episode this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do this breakdown between Jazz and Sting with these bars. Salute to y'all, man. It's 7 Mitchell, T7 on Radio The Culture. Y'all stay safe. Don't forget, if y'all have it, if y'all able to donate $5, $10, $20, whatever, make sure y'all check out my Facebook page and donate to Miss Lisa's mother's GoFund Memorial, GoFund account. Definitely appreciate that. It's definitely been building. So salute to everybody that donated. We definitely appreciate that. Thanks one more time. All right, y'all, we out of here, man. T7M Radio. This is The Culture, 7 Mitchell. We out of here. Peace.
The Culture with 7 Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 347-989-8102, and follow us on social media at T7M Radio.